The violence over the past month in San Bernardino, as well as all over the world, is as horrible as it is confounding. It has also reignited the debate over encryption and the role of tech companies to protect the world from terrorists. While Hillary Clinton was busy berating the tech industry for not solving the ISIS problem, and President Obama was appealing to Silicon Valley for helping limit access to social media by violent individuals, Alphabet's Eric Schmidt took to the opinion pages of the New York Times to wax poetic about the benefits of technology despite the ills. "Ever since there's been fire," Schmidt wrote, "there has been arson." Schmidt has always been against backdoors for governments, and he doesn't change his stance here, although he doesn't mention backdoors or encryption in the piece. Instead, he talks of something like a spell checker for hate and harassment and targeting social accounts for terrorist groups in order to remove videos before they spread. This is a sticky situation, and it won't be solved anytime soon. If you are interested in this topic at all, I say give Schmidt's op-ed a read. We will put the link in our show notes. Meanwhile, the French government seems to be taking matters into its own hands. In the wake of last month's terrorist attacks, France is considering blocking Tor and public Wi-Fi during states of emergency. This is according to leaked documents from France's Ministry of Interior. The proposals could be presented to Parliament as early as January 2016, and both measures are intended to help the government track terrorist communication. Blocking free and shared Wi-Fi just during a crisis seems somewhat acceptable, but the idea of blocking Tor completely all the time could create more problems than it solves, is difficult from a technology perspective, and according to Ars Technica, would not do a whole lot anyway. And in the technology used for good category, we hope it will be used for good. Today, Alphabet introduced Verily, a rebrand of Google's Life Science. Verily is devoted to using Alphabet's vast resources and technology assets like machine learning algorithms to, quote, create a true picture of human health. The ultimate goal is to better prevent, detect, and manage disease. Dropbox is killing two of its standalone apps, the once popular email app called Mailbox and its photo management app, Carousel. You might remember that Mailbox was one of the first email apps to offer useful tools to get to inbox zero. Dropbox acquired Mailbox in 2013 because of its swipe to archive and swipe to delete or schedule signature features. Now you can find those features in the Outlook email app, Inbox for Google, and many other email apps that are more popular than Dropbox Mailbox. Carousel's photo feature also seems to pale in comparison to Google Photos or Apple Photos. The Verge says Mailbox will shut down on February 26th and Carousel will follow on March 31st. In other app news, an update for Chrome for Android will now help you avoid visiting dangerous websites on your phone using Google's Safe Browsing client. Safe Browsing on Android has been available for a while, but now it is enabled by default.